On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, an apology for last week's show, Doctor Strange, rabbit tobacco, and some business thoughts.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
Last week's episode.
Right to the point. We're sorry.
Yes, we are. I'm sorry about that podcast. I should have never put it out. You know, I don't know. Maybe some of you, maybe some of our listeners get some sick enjoyment,
twisted enjoyment out of
listening to two people argue, and not reality TV argue, but serious contention arguing. And you know, it was just a shitty podcast. Let's just say it.
And I'm sorry. I've apologized all week long. I was demeaning and belittling to Hank, and it was embarrassing, and I'm sorry.
I appreciate that. That helps tremendously. And this whole week, I mean, I'll just be honest. I've been pissed off ever since that podcast. I just have.
You have been.
And frankly, I think I have a right to be. That being said, I know I have to get over it, and I'm trying as hard as I possibly can. But it's nice. I appreciate what you just said goes a long, long way. And you have done it this week. And last night we were able to talk about it calmly. I feel like you see my side of it, and I appreciate that very much. Very much. All I ask on this show from you is, or anything, it's not even the show, and that's the thing, it goes beyond the boundaries of this show, but I mean, anybody that looks for something to be offended by is going to be offended all the time by something. And you know, we've even joked about that, like, you know, this being the United States of the offended, and everybody's out there just being offended about everything. And then it slowly, I don't know, somehow that happened. And I appreciate that. It's just been a rough week. It's been a rough week.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Very.
So, I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? You got anything else?
Not right now. No, I don't.
Well, I don't either. I shouldn't have published it to begin with. You know, the universe was telling me. The universe was trying to tell me not to publish that podcast in any way. We should have just privately had our
burn it.
Yeah, I guess. You know, Audacity didn't record that thing right. You know, that's why it was like an hour and 40 minutes, because we kept thinking, we're like, good God, how long is this?
It felt like torment. It really did. It was incredibly unpleasant, and sitting down to do this again tonight, is my head is just splitting and I got tears in my eyes. So,
well, that doesn't sound very enjoyable.
No, not really. We'll move past it.
Well, what do you mean a headache, tears in your eyes? I mean, it's just because it's emotional, because we've been fighting all week?
We fought all week long. It's been horrific. I mean, not like physically abusive. Let's clarify that one. But no, I mean, like, we're not a couple that fights hardly ever. And for us to have something ongoing like that and carried over days is just, it's out of the norm for us, and it's hard. It's hard to handle.
Well, it was. And, you know, maybe we've come up with a few mechanisms. I'm not perfect either. And God knows we all make mistakes, and we all get grouchy at times, and we all can get snippy and all that at times. We can. And, but you know, I told you this week, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm definitely just going to tell you every time I feel like you're getting super hypersensitive, or if you personally attack me in like an insulting way, if I have a differing opinion. I told you that's one of the big things that I felt. And well, that's the biggest thing, really. I just felt, you know, when the person that you are madly in love with is the person that's attacking you and when, or diverting off the subject onto some other topic to insult you, it hurts. It's very hurtful when that's the person you trust and love and you feel like it's you and that person against the world. And then all of a sudden you're in the foxhole with that one person. And then you feel like that person turns on you. Like, that's a horrific
feeling. Well, I've explained.
So I'm just saying.
So many times that I didn't intentionally hurt you.
I know you didn't. I guess you didn't. You said you didn't.
I didn't. So, I didn't. I would never. I'm not that type of person.
I know. I know it wasn't intentional.
I can't hurt people that I can't stand. So, I mean, I can't. I'm not that mean.
Well, I have no problem with that as far as that goes.
No.
There's a my list of people I want dead grows just about weekly.
I've got two people I want to turn their knee inside out. Like, I want to cause physical pain, but I don't want them dead. So, and I mean, I'm 43, almost 44 years old, and there's two people on my list.
Two?
Two.
That should be like going back from Wolf of Wall Street. Those are rookie numbers. You need to get those numbers up.
Two.
There should be at least 20
and there's about
by now.
And there's about five. No, there's maybe three other people I'd like to hurt their feelings, intentionally.
There's at least 20 on my list, and I don't wonder. And I wonder sometimes, like, you know, I wonder if those 20 would ever not be on the list. And no, I don't think they would.
You have to long term intentionally fuck with me to be on that list.
Yeah.
Like hardcore. Like, one tried to destroy me professionally.
Yeah.
Actually, both of them. It was work-related. Both of them, like, just... One of them, intentionally, I was her target. The other one threw crazy, stupid obliviousness, just made my life a living hell for a couple of years. So... Both work-related. Both of them, if I caught them in the dark alley, I would totally take a baseball bat to their knee. I wouldn't take it to their head. Like, I don't want them to die, but I would maim them.
It's funny.
So that's my version of hate.
It's funny how many...
And I thought about it.
It's funny how many people, like you're saying, you know, I don't want to hurt. I don't want to kill them. I just want to maim them. Like, you know, when I ask, sometimes it's supposed to be a topic that comes up in the clinic for the day, and I'll ask people, you know, is there anybody you could snap your fingers right now and they'd be dead if you willed it to happen? Anybody in the world? And people are like, no, there's nobody. I'm like, come on. That damn leader of, oh, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
You know, how about one of the ISIS dudes? The dude you saw on TV.
Bin Laden, would you have done that?
They all like, no, I couldn't do it. I'm like, you are crazy. You are spineless.
You're like, here's my list. I carry it in my wallet.
Damn right. And these are 20 people I know personally, much less around the world. God. Really?
Hank, this is not turning out to be your a good guy podcast.
I think it is. I think I am a good guy. As long as I'm the dude that's, as long as I get to, if we all decide... For the love of Pete. That really basically how it works in a way.
Yeah.
In a weird way, if you think about it, it kind of is that way. We pick the leaders,
mm-hmm.
and the leaders decide who dies, and then we send a drone in and fuck them up. Or CIA goes in and covertly does it.
Okay.
Don't think that?
I'm just kind of like, let's avoid the political conversations one more week, please. I'm just kind of like, put the brakes on.
Well, absolutely.
Hurt words.
Hurt words. No more hurt words. God knows I've had enough of those. All right. Well, anyway, last week, yes, I shouldn't have put it up to begin with. The MP3 player, I had to do the backup from the MP3 player. That took 4 hours and hours to get that thing edited.
How many EDs were
yeah
on
exactly
one?
and then I meant to edit the part out about your earbuds, and I tried to find that spot, and I guess it was just so long and I couldn't find it, so I ended up being in there. That's what got the whole thing started off to a shitty place. to begin with.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. And I know I'm sitting here with my earbuds half out because I have perpetual irritation in my ears and it really does hurt.
Maybe we can get you the earphones I'm using.
I've bought two pairs of earphones and they hurt even worse. Like, I don't know what it is. I have a fungus in my ears. Well, I have swimmer's ear all the time.
And you never swim.
Well, it's from taking a shower and washing my hair. And I dry my ears out and I dry them out with the, all right, this is disgusting. I dry them out with a hair dryer and then I have to take hydrocortisone cream on a Q-tip and put that in my ears every time I take a shower. And they're still really like raw and irritated. And every time I go to the doctor, they're like, what the hell is wrong with you?
We need some tips from some professionals on that.
Yeah.
What kind of movie do we see today?
We saw an awesome movie.
Did you enjoy that?
I really did.
Well, tell them what we saw.
We saw Doctor Strange. Of course, we saw Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. It wasn't a bad movie. What's your review of it?
I thought it was fantastic. I really did. I thought it was like a 8 or 8.5 or a 9. I mean, it's up there with summer blockbuster movies for me because it had the fight scenes from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It yep. had special effects from like one of the new Star Wars movies plus Inception. And it had kind of a hard story. Like the story's kind of complex, but this was so well edited and laid out that you follow right along. Like you don't lose it. You didn't ask me any questions.
That's true. I'm usually a question asker.
Like, I mean, to me, that is the sign that somebody has edited that movie so well.
I was saving them for here. There is some, it's kind of time travel. They mess around with time.
Yes.
It's not really time travel, but it's time manipulation.
Yeah.
That's a good word for it.
Well, that's one of the natural laws that you're not supposed to break. But of course, the Doctor Strange does.
Exactly. Because he's such a rebel.
Well, he doesn't know any better to begin with, and then he's just so naturally talented. It's funny. It is kind of funny and cheesy, but, you know, hey, it's a Marvel superhero movie. It works.
Yeah, it was 2 hours and 10 minutes, so it needed to be that long. It felt about right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to give it I want to say a 6 or 7. Probably a 7, I suppose. It's what you expect.
Okay.
It's what you expect. The only thing I can say negative about it is that, and it's on me, this is probably on me more than it is the average moviegoer, but as a 47-year-old dude, and it's the first movie of, you know, there's 10 to come, mm-hmm. you know half of this movie is going to be backstory. Like, the first hour and a half is going to be how he became Doctor Strange. There's got to be a love interest. There's got to be the mysterious Yoda teacher and uh-huh. there's got to be you got to set up the villain. You know, it just seemed like there's a lot of setup. I think at this age, any new superhero movie, I need to come in, ideally I'll sit through it, but it'd be better for me ideally if I came in about an hour in and said, okay, there's a superhero, there's a bad dude, okay.
See, I'm exactly the opposite. Okay. I have the heart and soul of a 17-year-old boy living in a female body.
17-year-old boy or
yes,
girl?
Boy.
I think it's more of a 17-year-old girl.
No.
To get into all the backstory plot.
No, absolutely. The
boys
guys,
don't care.
Yeah, the geek guys do. You were not a geek. You were not. Get over it. You weren't. I'm not saying bad things about you. You were a jock. You were not a geek. No, I think, and I was really enjoying the previews. This was something that I noticed. Like, we are getting the harder comic book stories are being made into movies. Okay, you've got Doctor Strange.
Well, they ran out of the prime big A-listers. Now we're down to the...
I see it totally different. Okay, let me go on with this. I see this totally different.
Well, I don't mean A and B listers. I mean less.
All right, they did, for crying out loud, they've done how many reboots of Spider-Man?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, we've rebooted the X-Men.
Right.
And the X-Men are kind of complicated. Okay. That's, yeah. that's a whole lot. That's an ensemble cast. That is a complicated kind of story. They've rebooted that.
Yep.
Well, now we've moved to Doctor Strange. We've got Deadpool for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. We've got Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 coming out next summer. These are not.
They've been some of the best ones.
Yes, they've been fantastic. And they're getting a wider audience. More people are paying attention to it.
I agree.
And these are movies that, you know, only nerds 10 years ago would have been remotely interested in.
Right.
You know, it geek culture really is growing and expanding. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, my God, we're getting Rogue One this year at Christmas time. That's fan fiction, basically. Okay, that is, you know, we had the Star Wars movies, and now we're doing, you know, filling in the gaps that people, I guess, have always wanted. People have been really into the books and the stories have always wanted. And I think this is a good thing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, overall, I liked it. I mean, if I didn't like it, I'd be giving it a 3 or 4. But I'm just saying, that's the only thing I can say kind of negative about it, I suppose. It is a complicated plot. I told you I thought it was a little heavy on special effects and a little light on plot. But I don't know. Worked okay, I suppose.
All right. I just ate it up because, like, if I could be anything in the world, I'd be a fucking wizard. Okay. I would have gone to Hogwarts. Yeah. I'd be a wizard. You know?
Yeah, he kind
of. Totally. That would be me. And so this is combining, like, superhero action and, you know.
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
This is like
absolutely.
This is like grown-up Harry Potter.
It totally
as a superhero.
Is. It is. It can't get much better than that.
Combined with
and,
a little
and
touch.
And honestly, I have never been a big fan of, what's his name?
Benedict
Cumberbatch. I mean, he's a little young for me, but he's got the white hair going on in this movie. And I got to say, he was hot in this movie. He was good looking.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Well, I can make my little gray streak grow in, kind of like Pauly from Sopranos.
I'm telling you, no. I've got to be like, wow, yeah, he's hot. Like this is the first time I guess I've noticed him. And I think all of the fangirls love him and Tom. I'm going to butcher his name. Is it Hiddleston?
I have no
Loki,
idea.
The guy that plays Loki.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, and if... When you watch the movie, you have to sit through the end credits because they're giving all the fangirls what they want.
Hmm. Well, okay. I got you. Well, I also thought this had a touch of Big Trouble in Little China, too.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Well, they were kind of...
There was a little bit of humor, and it was basically set mostly in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. There was a lot in Hong Kong and Tibet. You know, it's... By its nature, it's Eastern philosophy, chakras.
Right. And to that, and I'm not politically correct into it enough to let this bother me. This part didn't bother me at all.
Uh-huh.
But I had read this a few months ago, and I do see that this is, I can see how somebody could have, what the hell's that? Oh, it's from this. I do see how somebody maybe who was super sensitive. Anyhow,
the Tilda Swinton character, the bald lady.
Yeah, or well, several of them. Like I said, the main bad guy, all of his henchmen, and the Eastern philosophy teachers and all that stuff, they're all Americans, most
See,
of them.
I thought,
except
all right,
Wong.
All right, I thought what they were hitting at, like I took this the other way completely, that this was... these were sorcerers from all over the world, from all different cultures.
Yeah.
Because they've got strongholds in London, New York, and Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And they're coming from everywhere. All they have to do is open up those little portals and they can travel.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what culture you're from.
I think you should be their publicist when people give them shit about not having any Asians in Hong Kong.
Well, they have some Asians in Hong Kong. I mean, and Wong was one of the main guys.
Well, he was by the end.
Yeah. All right, I cannot. The guy that was the bad guy on Serenity... The
was
black
that,
dude. That's where he came from. I can't even begin to butcher that poor guy's last name.
I knew he looked
familiar. He is a freaking amazing actor. I have always just, since that role, I'm like, whoa, he can pull off like just this calm demeanor and be scary as hell. And to see that he's going to be further involved in it, I'm like, yes, I want to jump up and down at the end credit.
Well, he's got his little franchise going. He's going to be the,
and as he should, a lot of, we've noticed this, lot of the actors from, Firefly and then eventually Serenity are finally hitting big.
Yeah. So yeah, for some reason, the Serenity people, that girl has really hit big.
Yeah.
She's the Deadpool's girlfriend, and she's been in several things.
Yep.
Well, anyway, bottom line is you liked it.
Yeah. I give it a real high rating just because it's right up my alley.
Okay. I got you. I'll tell you a little bit about this.
And I love Tilda Swinton, the bald. She's just an awesome chick.
Yeah, she's been in things forever.
Yeah, she has this weird androgynous.
One of my customers.
Uh huh.
Actually, one story led to another story. I'm gonna start with the story that I've ended on, not the one that led me to this one.
Okay.
One of my customers somehow started talking this week about. And they were older. This person's like in their 70s, almost 80s.
I just sat up in the chair, made the fart sound. I didn't mean to do that.
Sure. Chairman Meow jumped off too.
Yeah. I was taking my jacket off.
Take your jacket off. Get your moon shirt going. Rabbit tobacco. Have you ever heard of rabbit tobacco?
I've heard of rabbit tobacco, but I don't know what it is.
This whole room full of seniors, four or five of them, over 75, 80, you know, that age group, all country people. We live here in Hazard in the middle of nowhere. Oh, they all knew about rabbit tobacco. Oh, as a kid, oh, yeah, we used to chew rabbit tobacco. Oh, yeah, my mom used to make me smoke that when I had, literally, make me smoke this. As a, like, tobacco, like, roll up a joint, except it's got tobacco.
Rabbit tobacco.
If you had, like a cough or a cold, mm-hmm. something like that, some kind of a congestion type of thing.
Well, you know what? Tobacco was used medicinally for years before Robert Morris got a hold of it and added a whole bunch of chemicals to make it.
Well,
death sticks.
Here's what I'm thinking. And
what does it do?
Well, I'm on
www.rabbittobacco.
rabbittobacco.com if you want to know about it.
Hank!
Well, we then looked it up.
Well, all right. First, everybody needs to know that Hank has the bad habit of, like, I was looking for a sink. And he goes, www.sinks.com. And I look it up. Sure enough, like, you can buy sinks from sinks.com.
No shit.
Like, you're always just whatever it is, .com. And I'm like, that's just the first asshole that bought that domain name.
And I like saying www like I'm back in 1994, too.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, rabbittobacco.com. And yeah, why do you think people pay millions of dollars for these damn domain names? Of course, if you look up whatever, bricks.com are going to be a place where you can buy every brick ever made on the planet. Right?
I just go to Amazon and buy everything. That's a running joke at school, like, that I buy everything from Amazon.
You know, I buy a ton on there, too. And Speaking of that, for all you out there buying stuff on Amazon, you know, we can't even, the stuff that we buy on Amazon.
It doesn't count.
Those fuckers. I have such a love-hate relationship with Amazon.
You can buy anything you want.
I buy a ton, but we get zero credit for it. They know your account
is associated with our address. So
yeah, so anything we buy, we can't.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll tell you one thing. If anybody has an account out there, I'd be happy to trade you. We will we'll click on your Amazon banner and buy a ton of stuff.
Absolutely.
And you do the same with us.
Yeah.
So I can tell you that.
We can go back and forth like that.
But for the rest of you, it will help us if you went to Amazon. Amazon.
No. No, to www.emilynerdtalk.com and clicked on our Amazon banner.
Right, right.
I did it for you.
Click on our Amazon banner. Let that take you to Amazon. Then do your shopping. Then, it gives us a little bit of credit, and it helps the show.
Woohoo!
Now, as far as this rabbit tobacco, speaking of that, I can't pronounce all these family genus, species, all this stuff. I mean, it is, God, who could? Species.
Asteraceae, Pseudonephilium.
That's the genus.
Mm-hmm.
Species is Arbutus oliforum. Sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
Obtusifolium.
Pseudogalophyllum.
Obtusifolium.
That's the taxon.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, man. Okay. I cannot get up and sit down anymore because I did legs when we worked out today.
Oh, nice work. Anyhow, apparently you can smoke it. It does have medicinal purposes. Here's my point of this thing. We need... This is copyright. Somebody's going to take this. This is going to be a $1 million idea for somebody. You know, any kind, this is in America at least. If you're listening to somewhere else, can't help you. Here in America, you can produce any supplement, medical, basically pseudo medical product, make these crazy wild claims, any of that crap. And you don't have to prove a damn thing.
Except it doesn't hurt somebody.
That's right. That's the only criteria. If it hurts somebody and somebody sues you, then they can sue you because it hurt them. If it doesn't hurt them, me and you can make Hank and Petra's.
I do not understand how the supplement industry has gotten around that. Because the FDA regulates
just
drugs.
Too much. I can tell you, they're just... From their point, they would just say they're just too much. They're like, all we're going to regulate medicine and things that are truly medicinal, but there's just too many wild, crazy products out there. We can't test them all, is what they're going to say. And they're going to say basically what I'm saying: as long as it doesn't hurt anybody, lie your ass off. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody, if you can get some idiot to buy your muscle powder that you tell them is going to help them gain 20 pounds of muscle in 8 weeks, and you can get some fool to buy that, as long as it doesn't hurt them, go for it, is what they basically have said.
Yeah, and that's kind of...
So all that shit, just so you know, any listener out there, when you go to GNC or any of those stores that's like supplement stores, when you buy all these supplements, everything you're reading on there has absolutely zero
scientific backing.
That's right. And sometimes they may run a study. They may hire their own people. I know people personally who have been contacted to run studies for some of those products. And they flat out pretty much say, we'll let you do this study. We'll give you, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of this product if you make this study, if it comes out that it does something. If it doesn't come out and does something, then you don't get shit. So, of course, when I say those, we've studied this product, and this clearly helps with digestive system and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No. I'm just telling you.
There are a few things. I don't know. I feel like right now I do take some vitamins because I know I don't get what I should.
Well, that's where things cross into... Yeah, at a GNC or a supplement store, there are vitamins. And yes, you do need vitamins. And that's a scientific proven fact that there are certain vitamins that do certain things.
And we really should be getting it from our food. But my God, you would have to monitor you would have to plan a week in advance to be able to get.
Who can eat kale that often? You know, who the hell can eat kale and rutabaga and raw artichokes daily to get all this stuff you're supposed to get?
You can't.
So that stuff's okay. My point is, we're going to start. Here's what we're going to do.
All right, what are we doing?
We're going to market this rabbit tobacco. We're going to say it's got everything already built in marketing that people love. Like, it's old timey. It's this rediscovered herb. People have been using this for thousands of years.
It back to Jesus.
I bet Jesus had rabbit tobacco. If he'd have had more of it, he wouldn't have died. Would have healed himself. Listen to this. Even this is great. It's also known by other names: Sweet Everlasting, Life Everlasting, Indian Posy, Old Field Posy, Cherokee Tobacco, White Balsam, Fuzzy Guzzy. That's an awesome one.
Fuzzy Guzzy?
Fuzzy Guzzy. Life of Man.
Oh, is it a fuzzy plant?
It looks like it.
Oh, I bet I really do know what that is. Then we used to, this is hilarious. We used to, I don't know why we did this. We used to put them in her shoe.
Yeah.
It's like a, have you seen the, in the old like foam insoles?
Yeah.
In old people's shoes. We saw those and then we would put the rabbit tobacco leaves. I bet that's what it is. If it's fuzzy guzzy, we would put that in our shoes and then, you know, have grass stains all over the bottom of our socks and mom and dad would be.
See, that's why you're so healthy.
Tired of us.
Sweet, yeah. Sweet white balsam, fragrant life everlasting, cat's foot, sweet cudweed, blunt leafed everlasting.
Cat's foot.
Just pick one of those and there you go. Old field posy. You need to see like a little can of old timey looking medicine show, kind of a, you know, 1920s, that style. And
the snake oil salesman
wagon. Exactly.
Yay.
Listen, I'm telling you, for those who smoke rabbit tobacco for colds and flu, asthma related illnesses, you can do all this stuff. You can smoke it, make a tea out of it. There you go. It's not. Listen.
Hey, and there's a dude with a banjo on the.
He even has has a title song. That's right. Yeah. Isn't that great?
I guess if that's your definition of great.
He said on the little disclaimer on the website, I do not recommend anyone smoke rabbit tobacco on a regular basis, only whenever treating an ongoing condition such as colds, flu, asthma, congestion, etc. And by the way, it has nothing to do with tobacco. It's not addicting. It has no nicotine in it. It just happens to be named
rabbit tobacco.
Yeah, it just happens to be named that.
Ooh, let's see if we can get a cat to move.
Now I hear over there squawking.
Ooh. Yeah, she is.
So, yeah, there's how to make the, we need to make this tea. Can we make tea?
No.
Come on. A spoonful of dried leaves steeped for 5 minutes in a cup of boiling water will soothe coughs, open up sinuses, act as an expectorant.
I am a firm believer in modern technology.
Come on. We're going to make a fortune.
I'm not adventurous at all in this stuff.
You have to at least fake like you're doing it to make everybody else buy it.
To make everybody. I don't get into this. Like I don't feel well, so let's go find some weeds.
Yeah.
I would not be a good pioneer woman. I'm just saying.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, there's a picture of the stuff. You think that's the stuff you've had?
I can't really tell because it's all.
Yeah, it's all fuzzy.
It's fuzzy.
It is fuzzy guzzy.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's it. I think what I'm thinking of had these long, oval, broad, fuzzy leaves.
This is saying, look at this. Place rabbit tobacco inside a silk stocking or other porous fabric. Sew or pin it in the corner of your pillows for asthma. An asthma pillow insert.
That sounds more like a poppet or some kind of magic spell.
It does.
Yeah, we just saw Doctor Strange, so I'm thinking along that line.
I'm just telling you, this will not hurt anybody. Oh, there's the train coming. Hello, train. It won't hurt anybody, so we'll never get sued. We'll make this like an old-timey, like, you know, marketing container. We'll sell this on TV, and we're freaking rich off rabbit tobacco, except we won't call it rabbit tobacco.
What we call
it? We'll pick one of these other ones. I like one of the
fuzzy guzzy.
You know, I like the life everlasting. One of those. Well, that, I mean, that just
yeah. If you
just,
can tie it to biblical something or other, this was kind of odd and strange. We've got one of our instructors at school, which I've now graduated. Everybody, in case you don't know that, but
yay!
You're
an official slutty hairdresser.
Not yet. Woo! I have to pass my boards before I can be a slutty hairdresser.
Well, you got the slutty part down.
Hank got flipped off.
Hank got flipped off. I mean, in the best of way, in the bedroom.
Yes, you better. Hurt words. All right. Now, one of my instructors, significant other, is ill, and we had a customer. And they mean well. We've got a lot of little old ladies that mean very, very well, but sometimes they're just I don't know. They're old, so they insist on being heard. But this lady was like, oh, I've got a book for you, honey. And it's about Bible cures. And it'll cure, I mean.
That's perfect. Goes into this next story here.
It'll cure hepatitis or AIDS or anything. I'm sure it'll work on cancer. And you're just like,
oh, God,
you just want to run. Like, how do you handle that when somebody says something like that? And when it's you and your life and your loved ones?
I don't know. Laugh in their face. If you don't, I don't know. If you don't know them, if you know them, then I guess you just, I don't know.
I think it's one of those
words. Put them on your wish you ever dead list and go on, I guess. I don't know. Here is a, speaking of supplements and what you just said, like here's a church dude who is selling this stuff. There's a picture of it here somewhere. They've got this miracle cure liquid, this dude at a church that he's selling people. When they test it, it's like basically it has a lot of bleach in it. Like not
chlorine bleach,
yes, fucking clear, pure bleach. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, it's diluted, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The video. I'm not gonna play the whole video. It shows him pouring this stuff on blue jeans, and it totally bleaching it out.
Oh, that's not good.
And he's selling this stuff as a cure for AIDS, cancer, everything you just said through this this website.
How is he not in jail?
Well, he's getting sued, and that's what I'm saying. You can say literally anything, call it a supplement, and until somebody can prove that it hurts them, you're allowed to do that.
Well,
so this dude is now going to be, it has hurt somebody now. Somebody's taken this and died.
Oh,
and
God.
And so now they are going to get him. But until then, it's fine. This stuff called... Let's see, the church is the Genesis 2 Church of Healing, Church of Health and Healing. The Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. And they sell this holy elixir, that is exactly what it says, known as, quote, Medical Mineral Solution, or MMS for short. There you go. And they sell it for a ton. And they sell a ton of it. And this guy has these YouTube videos out and all this stuff says, quote, use this stuff to use it to overcome most diseases known to mankind, including cancer, Parkinson's, autism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there you go.
Wow.
And then these people have tested it. They're saying, quote, they might as well be selling Clorox, in quotes. You couldn't drink Clorox. There's no reason you should ever drink this MMS stuff.
No. Good gosh. I just.
Isn't that insane?
It is. And you know, sometimes I'm like, how can people fall for this? But, you know, I had a conversation with my mom about 2 weeks ago. And she has.
God, she's not taking this MMS.
No, it's better. It's essential oils.
Oh, that's a common that is making the circuit right now.
It is.
It's a multi-level marketing thing.
Yep.
And it's a supplement. Yes.
Yep. And she's bought in. She is bought in. And there's, and my mother's not dumb and she's not uneducated, but if you throw God into the mix, she'll believe you. That's all you have to do.
One of our ghost hunters is huge into that.
Ugh.
Like, that lets me know how goofy it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for, you know, having fun with ghost hunting and all that, but these guys.
Oh, you're the king of it.
these guys, I'm just saying, no, that essential oils, I'm quite sure from a medical standpoint. In fact, I'm 1,000% sure from a medical standpoint. None of that shit's been proven.
No, it's not. And I mean, for relaxation purposes, if you want some lavender oil in your bath.
Right.
Wonderful. Right. Good for you. Okay. And if you want some lemon in your tea, wonderful. Good for you. Don't count on it to cure cancer.
Is that what these essential oil people are saying?
Well, they're prescribing it to my mom for her arthritis.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see him doing stuff like that.
Yep, totally.
God, I'm telling you, this rabbit tobacco idea is it.
Oh, no, Hank. I am not evil like that.
I can't either. I can't be dishonest about it. That's the thing. Like it would be so easy. It would be. I literally have just outlined exactly how somebody can make literally $1 million doing this.
Yeah.
This rabbit tobacco grows everywhere.
It's a weed.
It would be just so easy to dupe people into this. Oh my God, it would be so easy. Anyway, yeah, there's a whole thing on this.
And you can sell some to my mom. Just have to somehow make it something through Jesus.
You might as well be selling Clorox, in quotes. That's from the U.S. Department of Justice.
Gosh.
Wow. And if you see the video, again, I'm not playing the whole thing, but they follow this guy around. Apparently, they did some expo on it. This is from...
And he charges for his church services, like $450, like, per person.
This is on Good Morning America. Oh, this article is by Cindy Galley, Randy Grinder. It's a whole bunch of people. Brian Ross and Lee Furran, F-E-R-R-A-N. And it's on Yahoo's where I found it. And there's video, if you want to see the video, of them following the dude around like 60 Minute style, like, you know, sir, what do you have to say about this product? And, you know, they catch this little preacher dude.
They need to do it like To Catch a Predator shit.
It
like,
kind of is like that. Like they're trying to, you know.
Love that show.
Yeah.
I confess, show. I really did love that show.
It was a good show.
It was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But anyhow, so... Yeah, this guy is selling Clorox in some solution of crap, saying it cures AIDS and everything else, cancer, all that stuff. So,
you know, there's...
You know, that's how that, like, what were those, ephedra a few years ago? Those were taken off the market for heart, whatever.
Yeah, people's hearts were busting.
Because they finally some people got a class action lawsuit, sued enough people, and... You know,
got it.
But you got to be able to prove it hurt you. That's it. And that's tough. I mean,
that's where I am for more regulation. Okay. I mean, we kind of argue about this politically sometimes, and I'm not trying to bring up something bad. But that is one of those things. Like, yes, we're smart enough to dodge most of those things. Mm-hmm. But what if we weren't?
Yeah, but I think there's some selective, you know. I'm not saying I believe every industry, everything across the board should be deregulated. Some things need more regulation. You gotta apply what's appropriate to the appropriate situation.
Well said. Well said.
So, yeah, according to this, and yeah, I don't know, maybe we can hire more people or maybe at least put the onus on them to show
have
me
it
at
tested.
Least.
Yeah.
Right. Even if you find somebody to fake a study, that might weed out half of them. At least put the onus on them. Okay, you got to produce at least 3 studies that we can keep on file that shows at least that this doesn't hurt somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Like some kind of, I don't know, what does it contain? And
right, almost like a little MSDS sheet.
Exactly.
And they may have to have.
They may have an MSDS sheet for bleach, for crying out loud, that you clean stuff with. Mm-hmm. Then. Why don't you have stuff like that for what's going in your body?
Yeah. I hear you. So, anyway. Yep. I'm telling you. Protein powder laced with rabbit tobacco. Cure your asthma and give you big muscles all at the same time. Pow. Millionaires. A logo, a big rabbit lifting weights. Or a rabbit coughing, and then he takes his rabbit tobacco, and then...
This is just a weird mashup, Hank. This is just crossing the streams. You should not cross the streams.
And then we set it in Little China with Dr. Strange doing some magic around it, too.
Did you see the article from... Disney broke $6 billion. B as in boy... billion this year already with their movies, and they haven't even had Rogue One out yet. That's coming.
85 million is what this Doctor Strange It says
325 million globally. Dang. We added to that. Woohoo.
Well, you know, we were looking at the credits, how many people. I mean, it literally. It had to be 5,000 names minimum, between 5,000 and 10,000 names credited on that.
Of course,
movie.
I don't know if you noticed this. They had like Disney executives, Marvel executives, anybody who has anything remotely to do with this movie had credits on the end.
Well, there's other movies that don't have 5,000 names, so they must. I mean, to credit, you have to have something to do with it, I assume.
You know, I think some of it was just the company is involved with it. Like with Disney and Marvel, and I don't know, maybe they made some executive decisions about it, but.
I don't know. Yeah, Disney is really. Yeah.
They're killing it this year.
Yeah, they're going to make all that money back for that Star Wars franchise they bought.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It'd take them about two movies to make it all back.
Well, we got Rogue One coming out.
Yep, they'll break even with Rogue One.
We've got a lot of. We have not had time to see movies lately. This is the first one we've seen in ages. And I still want to see The Accountant. I know that sounds funny.
Well, why not?
I want to see that one. There's something else coming out. Oh, The Arrival. I want to see that.
Okay.
Strange Beasts and Where to Find Them, of course. Rogue One.
We're enjoying Westworld.
Yeah, that's coming on later.
It's a series, but we're enjoying it.
A lot.
That's some deep level Stanley Kubrick shit right there.
It is.
That's why I like it.
It is.
It seems old school like that.
But I love that some of these shows are getting fantastic actors. Like we finished American Horror Story last night, Hotel.
That was very good.
I really enjoyed that.
Lady Gaga did as good as anybody.
Yeah, she's can pull off the creepy really well.
She did fine. Yeah, we've had a lot of shows we've been watching like that, and then we have, you know, this is I'm sure adding to our stress and some of the reason, you know, fighting and being you know, on edge to a point about some of this stuff too. We got some big life decisions coming up right now that have nothing to do with this podcast. And it's nice in a weird way to hopefully me and Petra can live and learn from interacting with this podcast conflicts and carry that over and not make mistakes when it comes to that. We're basically betting everything we fucking own on an investment that, you know, we've spent our whole lives getting to the point where if you make the next calculated move, that it's just enormous.
Yeah.
I mean, take us to the next stratosphere as far as business, life, everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like everything in your life has brought you to this one point. All the connections you've made, all the friends that you have. And it is like the universe tumblers are just falling right into place.
Well, you get aggravated at me for my everything that could possibly go wrong mentality sometimes. Do you want to sit down and talk about that at some point?
About what?
Everything that could possibly go wrong with.
Yeah, we should do that. That's a good.
That's a game that we've read.
We've read that in several books. That's a fantastic business strategy to do before a business big decision is made. And what you just said, we should do that. Let's do that later.
Okay.
Actually,
not tonight. I'm tired. Not tonight.
Yeah, not tonight. But sometime this week. And you're supposed to end that, by the way, then the exercise is to do what you just said, to everything possible, even ridiculous shit, because it's supposed to spur conversation, but everything possible that could go wrong that will make this fail. Like you're supposed to go with the premise, this is going to fail.
Okay.
Now, to give me hundreds of reasons, what happened? Why did this fail? You know, 5 years from now, why did this fail? And you start listing them, you know, whatever it is, anything you can think of possible. And then you go through the list of, well, what's ridiculous? And you can scratch off. Okay, Godzilla didn't come through and knock over half the town. Okay, you can scratch that off.
Yeah.
And whatever. And then you get down to the really serious ones of like, okay, well, what if the economic market changes and we have a next depression? All right. Well, we need to think about that. Mm-hmm. And whatever you can possibly do, and then you weigh all the pros and cons, and that's it. Why did it fail? But you're supposed to end that exercise in the next thing is, why did it succeed? And always end it on a positive.
Well, good, because I think we need to.
Yeah, me too. It's good, but I'm with you. But anyhow, so that doesn't help. I don't know. The podcast will help iron out some of these things, because me and you are going to be working close together on that.
We have been working close together, and we've worked well together.
We have, but this is going to be next level working together.
Okay.
I mean, it just is. I mean, it's a good trial run for what we've done so far.
Yeah.
But you know this is going to get infinitely more complicated the more companies and the more people we're dealing with. We're talking about property management, owning property is what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
You know, when you go from having, I'll just throw out numbers. When you go out from having five or, let's say, 10 renters to all of a sudden 30 renters, it's a big difference.
It's going to be a big difference, yes. But we've had a lot of practice. We've built
gradual.
I really, like, crap, my personality type is the very, you know, negative, everything that can go wrong. Let's find the problem so that we can cut it off before it happens. So,
well, we don't want to get the paralysis by overanalysis, but you know, there's that old saying about, and I've been tweaking that saying, this, well, you don't want to get paralysis by analysis. Yeah, you do. That's the whole point. I mean, if you analyze something and your analysis tells you, no, don't do this, this is dumb, It should paralyze you and stop you. Right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course it should. But if you overanalyze it, okay, you know, then you'll never make any decisions, because everything you look at is going to be over, you know.
Hank's giving himself a pep talk right now.
Yes, I am kind of. But I'm also explaining our position.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we have.
Well, I want you to, what you're saying, and yeah, you're, you know, for good or bad, sometimes good, sometimes it's bad. Yeah, you can think of all the bad things that can happen, but we got to be realistic about it.
Yes. And you really, when you're looking at bad things that could happen, I don't like to go with everything crazy, Godzilla going through the streets. Like,
I get it.
I don't.
Of course. But along those lines, seriously, one of the things with buying property and rental property and giant buildings, seriously, there's natural disasters.
There are. And that's, then you look at natural disasters, the answer is insurance.
Right.
We're required to carry insurance.
Right. I mean, there's solutions to stuff.
So, but we need to go through all that.
That's right.
And a natural disaster absolutely is a very realistic possibility. It's not a Godzilla thing. So,
because a lot of these are, or all of them are, within probably a 5 square mile area. So one super disaster, one super tornado that comes through hazard in the right place, everything's gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is, you know, there's some things to think about. Not that we can control that. Like you said,
you can't control that.
The only thing you can do is the insurance. And hell, just even working through that problem, the insurance would pay for the building. It's not going to pay for the renters, and it's not going to pay for the mortgage note that you're going to have and the loss of income that you're going to have. So, frankly, that's the specific problem that we're brainstorming through right now. Mm-hmm. We'd be fucked, frankly. I mean, there'd be no way we'd be able to pay the mortgage on that note if that happened. So, just so you know, if there's a giant tornado wipes these out.
I'm not sure if you're right about that. I'm really not, because...
Well, I hope not, but I don't see how people are going to pay the rent if there's no building to pay rent on.
They're not. But if the building is destroyed, mm-hmm. then the insurance company is going to pay the payout.
Okay. It might take 6 months to rebuild it, minimum.
you would chuck that money at the bank, not at rebuilding the building. Like if you had a rental house that burnt down,
I don't think the insurance is going to pay you cash. They're going to make you rebuild.
We'll argue about this later. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't either. We'll check our insurance. Perfect exercise. That is a perfect example, though, of what I'm saying. Of us, we need to go through that. Let's look at all that. Chairman Meow.
She is just really
get away.
Like, wide-eyed, has been on my lap, off my lap, on my lap, off my lap.
Right. All right. What do you think? Where can they reach us at, Ms. Petra?
They can go to our website, hillbillynerdtalk.com, and then from there they can use our Amazon banner. They can follow you on Twitter and Facebook, or follow me on Pinterest.
Yes, and I'll be a little more active this week. I'll admit, I've been not so active on there since our last show. I was a little ashamed of it and all the stuff we talked about earlier.
Well, good. Hopefully nobody listened to it. And
we have listeners. We have listeners. No, I don't know. I may just leave it up as a, like that stock that I bought that one time that just went to nothing. Uh-huh. Or virtually nothing, and I just kept it. I still keep it just as a reminder of being dumb. Don't be a dummy. I think I may just leave it up as my own.
See, if you do that and you get mad every time you think about it, then you're going to have to find another podcast buddy. You can't do that.
Well, I'm not going to do that, but I don't know. I may just do it as a reminder to whatever. Some reminder of.
See, you torture yourself with it. I'm begging you, please take that down.
Maybe we'll take it down.
Like, seriously, you don't need a reminder because you grind that axe bad.
I hate to fail at anything. I hate it. I love it. Our hobby is our hobby. We've been, frankly, if you measure it, we've been successful at our hobby. I think we do a good job. We have lots of listeners. People interact. I love
great,
it.
Great, yeah.
This is a phenomenal hobby. And just like a hobby of, I make beer as a hobby. Or I used to. I haven't done it forever.
Well, but we're almost out of your homemade beer, so.
I know. But the point is, when I make homemade beer, I want to make good beer. I'm not doing it just to throw something together and it be crap.
Yeah.
If I play golf, I want to be a good golfer if I play golf. It's a hobby. I don't want to just go out. I'm not one of those guys that can just go out and, let's just drink some beer and hit some balls. No, that's not.
No, you're, yeah.
Yeah, no. We're going to play golf, and I'm going to try. I don't care about beating them, but I want to improve myself. So anyway, so this podcast, applying that same thing, when I feel like we put out a shitty product or I don't feel like we're getting better, or we fight and argue over goofiness, it's like I said, it's embarrassing, and it just touches all my nerves of inner competitiveness and all that good stuff.
Well, now everybody knows that when they hear us getting along on the podcast and having a good time, that's legit. And when they hear us fighting on the podcast, that's legit too. I mean,
that's real reality programming, right? It's not some fake. Okay, you guys pretend like you're fighting about the cat puking in the floor tonight.
She always pukes in the floor.
I know. Turn the cameras on. Let's film it. That's a topic for tonight. No, it is real. So, good or bad, that's how it goes. Sometimes, it's life, right?
Yes.
I love you very much.
I love you too. I don't like to fight with you. I don't mean to fight.
I hate it.
Hit those nerves. I really don't.
But we're competitive and, inner competitive and, the whole
yes.
thing.
Yes.
So that's just how it goes.
All right, everybody. We're signing off, and we'll talk to you next week.